Hi, my name is Megan Mize. I'm the Associate Director of ePortfolios and Digital Initiatives at Old Dominion University in the Center for High Impact Practices. And during the AACNU 2018 HIP Institute, I focus in particular on faculty development, faculty engagement, and assessment. In particular, my takeaways were the criteria for signature assignments that Salt Lake Community College provided, as well as the assignment design feedback rubric, which I think would be really useful for people that I have been working with for some time who maybe need to revisit their assignment designs to see how they're working, if they could update it, get feedback from their colleagues. I also felt the signature assignment design activity that David Hubert led us through was really useful, and particularly as we go to make our training for other HIPs more consistent, we could include the signature assignment as a requirement for those implementing HIPs following training with our center. What that would then mean is that students going through HIP courses would have signature assignments that they might be able to drop into their ePortfolios, which helps us across the university as well as for leaders, which is the initiative that CHIP runs. And then, of course, given that ePortfolios are such intensely reflective pieces, I thought David's use of a very active activity about introducing reflection was really useful, in which he taught us how to juggle. One of our colleagues at the table each all practiced juggling. We would stop, reflect, they would try again, and so forth. And I thought that was a really fun way to introduce to faculty this concept of why reflection is important and the different types of reflection. And you know, David concluded that session by talking about three types of reflection, which is reflection in action, reflection on action, and then communal reflection. And I thought all of those were really key, and we're going to try to implement those as we move forward in our own project. And I will certainly talk with faculty within my training on ePortfolios and reflective pedagogy about those very different actions and how they can play out.